Here's what's going on in the capital city for more compelling talk.
Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. A Michigan State police officer hit on I-96 this weekend while walking to his patrol car to talk about the accident and how these kinds of situations can be avoided. I'm joined by Jim Shaw. He's a Michigan State police inspector. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me.
So what exactly happened? Why was the driver not able to avoid this officer on I-96, which is one of the easiest highways to drive probably in the country?
Well, the crash is still under investigation. Traffic safety is one of the primary missions of the Michigan State Police. We accomplish that through both education, which is provided by our Office of Highway Safety Planning, and also enforcement by our motor carrier officers and troopers. Our Michigan State Troopers patrol roadways during the day and night, providing traffic enforcement and assisting motorists, especially during peak holiday travel periods. And that's exactly what Trooper Spencer and her partner were doing last Sunday evening when they had conducted a traffic stop along I-96 near Wallace Road.
I see. So there were quite a few cars on the road at that time.
Yes, sir, there was. It was during peak holiday traffic period. There were quite a few vehicles on the roadway. Trooper Spencer and his partner had just finished making contact with the driver that they had stopped for a traffic violation. Uh-huh. We're in the process of returning to their vehicle when another eastbound vehicle had lost control and came across the travel lane, striking the patrol car, then striking Trooper Spencer while he was out on foot.
I see. Lost control. Now, when I think about it, look, the situation is when you see a police patrol on the side of the road pulling someone over, right? The law is everyone needs to move over to the left lane. Is that right?
That's correct, if they're able to do so. Sometimes traffic volumes don't allow for that. So the law requires motorists to slow down and make that shift over to the left travel lane if traffic conditions allow. And by reducing those speeds, it allows drivers more reaction time, a better control of their vehicle, and if crashes do occur, hopefully lessens the severity.
I see. Is this considered the most dangerous situation that patrols are in typically when they're on the highway?
Well, there's many risks associated with conducting traffic stops, as we've seen from passing vehicles, but also the occupants inside the vehicle who may have recently committed a crime or might be wanted for outstanding criminal warrants. Anytime someone's along the edge of our roadway, especially our limited access freeways where vehicles are traveling at high speeds, care should be taken. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a citizen changing a tire or attending to some vehicle maintenance, or in this case, a trooper was conducting a traffic stop.
Now, patrols now angle their car out slightly so they have a little more protection when they're outside of the vehicle?
We train our troopers several different positions to position their patrol vehicle and approach vehicles when making traffic stops. And we ask the troopers to give consideration to what's going to provide them what they feel is the most safety while also keeping the other motorists safe as well.
I see. Now, do they usually approach then on the passenger side to be further away from the traffic? Or
it is one method of approaching a vehicle. Again, the troopers make a decision on which way they wish to approach. But ultimately, in this circumstance, Trooper Spencer was the driver of the patrol unit, and he had returned on the driver's side of the patrol car when he was struck.
I see. So there were two officers. So one approached from the driver's side, one from, and the second officer on the passenger side, he was not injured.
That's correct, sir.
I see. And this happened during daylight then?
It would have been heading into the evening. It was approximately 7:25 p.m., fairly daylight hours, yes, sir.
And when you're pulled over by a police officer and you're near an exit, would they prefer that you get off the exit or you find a way to get off a main road in these situations or not so?
We would ask motorists if they're being stopped by a law enforcement officer to attempt to pull over as far as they can on the shoulder. If that is right in the area of an exit, a point onto that exit ramp can provide additional safety, not only for the patrol officer, but also for the citizen being stopped. But we would ask motorists if they could pull over as far as they can on the right-hand shoulder. Our troopers are also trained that if a vehicle pulls over and it's not over enough, they feel it's a safe location to give some verbal direction to those drivers to help make that stop as safe as possible.
How often do Michigan State Police officers get injured this way on the highway?
We have had officers struck in the past. Trooper Hardy was killed down in the city of Detroit. He was struck by a drunk driver. Can't recall the year. Our officers are out day in and day out and sometimes in very adverse conditions. So it does occasionally happen where our patrol vehicles are struck.
And so ultimately you see the lights, you pull over to the on the left lane if you can. If not, you just slow down and try. Obviously, you steer clear as much as possible. And is there anything else that the department considers or thinks that some policies could be put in place to avoid these situations? Or is this just a part of the reality of what it takes and the types of dangers officers are involved in when they're pulling cars over on the highway?
Well, anytime we have an employee injured, we do take a look at the circumstances to see if there's anything that we can do to help improve their safety, whether it's a training issue or an education to the public or what have you. This crash is still under investigation, and once that is determined, the department will take a look at it from a training
perspective. Gotcha. Well, certainly, and I hope the officer recovers. I know he's in critical condition right now.
He still remains in critical condition. He was flown by survival flight to University of Michigan Hospital.
I see.
His current status is still critical.
Jim Shaw, Michigan State Police Inspector. Thank you very much for joining me, Jim.
Thank you for all you do to keep our community informed.
Thank you.